So if anyone listening to this wants to look into Carlo's history, visit the place, or indeed look into their own family history in Ireland, what steps would you recommend for them?
What I would say is that even before you come to Ireland, and especially if you have Carlo ancestry, we are the Carlo Historical and Archaeological Society, and all our journals back to 1947, the first one, are freely available on our website. So anybody can actually read the history of Carlo there. We also have connections to, say, historic books that are now out of print on Carlo. So we have, I suppose, the most important one for Carlo history is the history of Carlo by John Ryan's history, published in 1833, which is a huge history. But there's loads of other books in that as well on it. Also, if people are interested in the genealogy, our irishgenealogy.ie is the state genealogy site, and it's free to use. So there you can actually look at the state records, so you can look at births, deaths and marriages from the mid-19th century. Mm-hmm. So you can do a lot of work there. And then there are a number of pay sites, like we have Ancestry and sites like that. But there's a site called Roots Ireland, which is all the Catholic, most of the Catholic baptismal and wedding registers available for a fee. You sign up for a month or that. We don't, if you're of Catholic heritage, it's very hard to find church death records because the Catholic Church didn't keep the death records, the burial records. But if you're Church of Ireland, you can. And actually, if you're Church of Ireland and you have Carlo history, St. Mary's Church in Carlo is the second oldest set of church records available, and they're available on that Irish genealogy site to go back to the 1600s. So there's a wealth of information there. So, and if you come to Carlo then and you want to look up your local history, our library has a local study section, which is a huge amount of information, plus has a genealogist that you can make one free appointment with to do that. And our website, carlohistorical.com, there's a guide on that to research in Carlo history, if anybody's interested. Carlo itself, it's a great county, second smallest county in Ireland. And I suppose I'm showing a slight prejudice here that we have some of the most important and significant castles in Ireland, Norman castles. Carlo Castle is one of the, built by William Marshall. It's a French design. First one in Ireland. Ballymoon Castle is an enigma. Nobody really knows why it was built or how it was built. We have Clonmore Castle. So there's a lot of castles in Carlo if you're interested. And we have, for recreation, we have the River Barrow and we have the mountains as well. So there's loads of cycling routes, walking. And the other thing about Carlo is it's a great base if you want to visit the Norman and Viking towns of Waterford, Wexford, Kilkenny, and great food and drink and crack there as well.